Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This story is alarming.
What happened?
Because it shouldn't be a story at all.
Oh.
Whether or not it's legal to do this, it should have never crossed your mind in the first place.
Okay.
But this happens so many times, apparently, across New York State that folks now have to explain that if your neighbor has become a backyard chicken person, it is against the law to do this.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You ready?
Yep. Yeah.
Don't shoot your neighbor's chickens.
Oh.
This dynamite advice from the Democrat and Chronicle.
So did this happen?
Let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
So did you know
what's that?
That Rochester, New York, and the surrounding areas have some of the most lenient backyard chicken laws in the state of New York?
Chicken town.
Even places that don't allow chickens by the letter of the law,
yeah,
kind of just let people do it.
All right.
And the backyard chicken phenomenon here and across New York State has led to some issues between neighbors. I mean, Tommy, chickens can get loud.
Yes, they do.
They can be smelly.
Mm-hmm.
And they can escape.
Yeah, they do. They like to wander, and they will tear up your landscape.
You got what a bitch.
They do.
What about the landscaping?
They'll get into your hostas.
Is it gonna? What is a hosta?
It's a plant. You got them all around your house. You must have 60 in your front yard,
60,
minimum.
60 hostas.
Yeah.
Matters.
Well, you ask.
Well, I
know you did ask.
I just drop a little hosta knowledge on you.
So far,
yeah,
we have not seen any stories like this in our area, but across New York State, it seems there have been so many people either shooting or attempting to shoot their neighbor's chickens for coming onto their property that this story had to be written and said out loud.
That has to be the most gruesome yet comical blasting because of the feathers. It'd be like one of the cartoons, well, like when the duck blows up.
What are you shooting it with, though? I mean, if you shoot it with a shotgun, you're right.
Well, I'm guessing either way, feathers fly.
Oh, no, sniper rifle, you put it right in the right spot. Your brother with that silencer.
Hey, it took out a lizard.
It could be people, I wonder, people getting pissed about the chickens being on their property, shooting it with like a BB gun or something, to get it out.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's a good question.
Does it clarify?
It does not in the story. It does not, I assume,
because
firearms.
You're right. Like, shooting it with an actual gun seems a bit harsh, like there goes your relationship with your neighbor automatically.
Yeah. It's probably past there if you've gone with guns, right?
Yeah, okay. Good point.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
There is a reason why it is illegal to shoot your neighbor's chickens if they show up on your property.
What's that?
Past making you a total psychopath, chickens are legally considered the owner's private property.
Well, like a pet.
No. A law in New York State says it's illegal to kill or injure another person's livestock or domestic fowl without the owner's permission, no matter where the animals are.
Can't shoot my fowl.
Exactly. So that means even if the chicken is in your driveway keeping you from pulling out, going to work, if you kill that chicken, you could be facing misdemeanor or felony charges.
Damn.
Why does any of this need to be said out loud?
I don't know. Don't shoot the chicken.
Look, I know most people in Rochester, greater Rochester area, are not used to dealing with domestic fowl and livestock. But don't kill your neighbor's animals.
Yeah, seems pretty standard.
Like a day one of being a human kind of stuff.
Yeah, it should be like in the Ten Commandments.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't imagine how you'd let your neighbor know what you did after it was over? Do you just take the carcass and chuck it back into the yard?
Yeah. I'm dealing with it.
Like it's
yeah,
a
I'm guessing somebody that chooses to do this isn't going to go over and apologize for it later. Like, hey, just so you know, I shot your chicken. My bad.
But it wasn't, though. You intentionally shot that chicken. You can't even say my bad.
Yeah, I don't think, but I'm saying, like, I don't think they're having a conversation about it after.
Can you imagine the reaction from your neighbor?
No.
When they saw their chicken with a bullet wound laying dead on your property? Like, Kimmy, to your point, even if there was a neighbor relationship up to that moment,
it's done now.
It's over.
Yeah.
I would also assume most of the people you live around, even if the chickens were annoying, are going to side against the person who killed a chicken with a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, because you shot a gun off in the neighborhood.
Okay.
That too. That too.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are wandering chickens that much of a problem for people who live near suburban chicken
cages? I would be worried, just as somebody who has a dog.
Yes.
Of chickens wandering in my yard or getting into my yard, because I don't know. My dog's never seen a chicken.
Okay.
But I would imagine he sees it as food. I don't know.
But that's not on you.
Yeah, but I don't want my dog to kill a chicken. I don't want my dog to kill my neighbor's chicken.
Understood.
This is
going
to create an awkward
situation. Does that count?
Situation.
As an assassination attempt?
Get him! Sick him!
Because we had a neighbor who had the chickens.
Yeah.
And our previous dog, a male, real aggressive. They just came walking in the yard. I didn't even know the guy had them. I go, where are these from? And the dog went nuts.
Understood. Yeah.
And chickens don't move very fast, even when they're scared.
Wait, they don't really?
So they're not very fast.
I mean, they're not as quick as a dog.
Yeah. All right, so what Rocky did, no big deal then.
Yeah, pretty much. Huh. You gotta catch a chicken, but don't choke it.
It's two choking chickens.
Take a rapid side rock.
I mean, I look, I get you don't want your dog to kill
a
chicken, right? But it's not walking outside with a gun, pointing at the chicken and blowing it.
This is even worse. It's not intentional. But
this would be worse if your dog got a hold of it and just starts rattling it, you know, winging it around.
It's traumatizing for everybody.
Feathers flying.
252-WCMF. So they do have tips in the DNC on what they suggest, other than shooting the chicken if it ends up in your yard. Again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Democrat Chronicle wrote a story over the weekend, not making this up, letting people know it's illegal to shoot your neighbor's backyard chickens if they end up in your yard. Turns out they're livestock or domestic fowl. That's illegal no matter where they are. And apparently so many people statewide have been doing this, they felt they had to say it out loud. Before we get to the tips on how to deal with it, Ken writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. My old neighbor had chickens. It was the worst. They smelled. They get into my yard and garbage. They take craps all over the place. Foxes started showing up, and I have a smaller dog. I called animal control, and the officer told me I had two options, soup or French. And this lady had the nerve to complain about my son's lacrosse balls occasionally going over the fence. Okay. Look, it looks like mutual
petty
destruction here.
Yeah.
All right. Where it gets hilarious.
What is that?
Here are what the DNC suggests. Here is what they suggest you should do if the chickens show up in your
yard.
One, speak to your neighbor about the trespassing birds.
Okay.
They also used the phrase trespassing birds. Like the birds know it's trespassing.
They all trespass.
Two, contact animal control. Let them know about the damn birds.
Okay.
Three, contact a lawyer. Let's stop there.
You can get a lawyer involved. It's going to get expensive for you now.
Chickens coming into your yard.
Yeah.
You have exhausted every option but shooting them. You're going to lawyer up.
Yep.
When a lawyer picks up the phone, what do you say?
I got a chicken problem. maybe you use them in your ads on TV. Yeah, I had chickens in my yard, and he got me $4 million. I call his firm right now.
What law firm is going to take you seriously when you call them to get legal counsel on chickens?
Trespassing chickens.
Yes, thank you.
What level of lawyer are you going to get from that firm that goes out and deals with your chicken problem?
Thank you.
With a pen and pencil.
And I think the more important question,
if
you end up in court with your neighbor, does the chicken have to wear a tie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he has to be dressed foul.
Not only did that joke suck.
Don't joke your dressed foul chicken.
Three. That's three times you bitch-ass bitch. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Like, I get that Ken writes us and said the wandering chickens really bothered him. Wandering chickens kind of sound like fun.
No, it's not.
Look, I don't want chickens.
Yeah.
I don't want the headache of taking care of chickens. But if I had a chicken or two wander in my yard every once in a while, I think I'd get excited to see the chicken.
Okay. So if you've ever been in an area where there are loose chickens, like in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
You go to your car early in the morning. You will crap your pants when a chicken is in your driveway.
Okay.
It freaks you out.
Okay. But then, like, you realize it's a chicken.
It's a chicken.
But
you will jump out of your skin when that chicken is there. It will freak you out.
So okay.
That's your issue, is your surprise chicken.
So I was on vacation in the Keys.
Uh-huh.
And I was in this.
Sorry.
I was in this old Cuban section that had chickens loose day and night, and I forgot. So this coffee shop opened up in the morning. I'm coming back with a tray of coffee for my wife and I, and all of a sudden, there must have been 10 of them, man. They just show up and make loud-ass noises. It scared the crap out of me.
But you're on their property.
Yeah, and my coffee is now on their property. I dropped the goddamn coffee.
What a bitch you are. I'm scared of a chicken. Like, you're more
and
chicken.
And it was Cuban coffee. Delicious coffee.
You're more chicken than the actual chicken.
You would be scared, too.
I mean, Kimmy, wouldn't you guys?
I'm tough, man. I eat bird. I don't care what bird says. I'll punch him in the beak right now. I choke a chicken, even down in Key West, where there's a lot of chicken choking going on.
Four, five.
They call it chicken choking island.
Six. God, this show sucks so hard.
My brother has chickens.
Yes.
And I will say, like, they're very entertaining birds to watch. Like, you could just sit out the window, because they interact with each other. Some of them are bullies. So, like, some of them will go at, like, they'll decide that day that chicken, they want to pick on that one chicken.
Oh.
Chicken dick.
So, like.
It's called a dickin'.
All of a sudden,
Saturday night.
They'll just start chasing each other around the yard.
No choking there.
Oh, my God.
Seven. Kimmy.
You were saying?
But I don't know. They're fun if they're not yours.
How
to watch.
Boring is your brother?
I'll look out the window, watch chicken.
Yeah, keep talking. I'm going to look at your birds.
I'm telling you, if you went over there, you kind of get sucked into the chicken world. You do.
Too fun. No, I'm with you, Kimmy. I want my neighbor to have a chicken so I could play with the chicken.
And by the way, the amount of crap you have in your house,
those
chickens would have a field day at your place.
I don't want chickens. What do you mean crap I have in my house?
Although you've got so much vegetation and a mean dog.
Only Smarless is mean. I think Biscuit. Yeah,
that would be a mean dog.
Okay. Shut up.
You wouldn't even find their carcasses for a week.
The carcass, you made it through. That was a dicey. It's like you hit a speed bump, but you got
there. Yeah, but you didn't do it, could you?
You wouldn't find a carcass for a week. It's like you got over the top of the roller coaster. The carcasses. 2FGWCMF, we'll get to the phones in just a second. Again, a legitimate story from the DNC over the weekend. You are not legally allowed to shoot your neighbor's chickens if they wander into your backyard.
So I guess you can't shoot anything in your neighborhood.
Yeah, that should be a good rule to go by.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Are you really
don't shoot
itching?
Your neighbor's things, pets, living things, objects, whatever.
Drones.
Yeah. Oh, we got more messages coming in on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us says, so roosters have very large claws on their legs. They use to attack and spur other animals.
Well, that's a cockfight.
He goes on. Wasn't that what you call your Saturday night? They can be very dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
So
did you get your dickens?
Get your dickens at the cockfight? They can be super dangerous, so if my safety or the safety of others is in question, that chicken is catching leg. I shot that chicken in self-defense.
Well, I don't think most people don't have roosters, because then you'd have fertilized eggs, and I'm guessing you have chickens because you want to eat the eggs.
Oh, good call.
Yeah. I don't think that a lot of people with chickens have roosters.
Hey, how come it isn't a law that you don't get fined if you don't keep your chickens in your yard?
I'm sure it is. I mean, but you want to go deal with it?
No, but like.
Okay, you got to call the cops. Ah, chickens in my yard.
Chickens on a loose.
I'll call this chicken lawyer, I swear to God. I shot a chicken in my driveway just to watch him die. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now we're getting nothing but really bad chicken choking jokes. And
That's your fault.
I'm saying this out loud to acknowledge that I see them, and I'm not reading them. I'm not. None of you get this. 252-WCMF. Let's take one call. We're running super late. Everyone's been waiting here. Let's talk to Mike. He's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, you can get rid of birds in your yard. All you need is grape soda. The purple is a known registered bird deterrent with the DEC. So all you got to do is get cheap soda, spread it all over the yard. No birds.
Wait, nope. I'm going to pour soda all over my yard?
Wouldn't that attract ants?
Hey, yes. Why you smell purple when you go into Home Depot?
It's why you smell purple? Are you having a stroke, Mike?
No.
I smell purple and I taste sunshine.
Grape soda's not grape. It's purple. We all know that.
Yeah, we all know that.
Sugar, water,
purple.
Purple drank.
Well, no, it is funny, Mike, you bring that up. Like, what? You know, the purple. There's so many, like, home remedy things that are supposed to keep animals away.
Yeah.
In your, like,
but there's always a drawback to using those remedies.
Well, if you get diet soda, you wouldn't attract ants because it's not real sugar.
Yeah, but it's still got a syrup to it.
No, it's the sugar that attracts the ants.
So they're going to go, is this diet?
Well, you don't know. Like, you ever notice?
Guys, back. It's diet. Go
not
back.
Open up a can of regular Coca-Cola and open up a can of Diet Coca-Cola. The bees do not go into the Diet Coca-Cola because it's not sugar.
All right.
Right, Mike?
Right.
Thanks for backing me up there, Mikey. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. There goes Purple Drink Mike.
So to his point, says grape-flavored soda, like grape Kool-Aid, can deter birds. Because of compounds that it contains.
Right.
But Kool-Aid's definitely...
Birds find it unpleasant.
So you just run Kool-Aid all over my yard.
You would just have to do it on the border of your yard.
That's a ton of Kool-Aid, man.
Well, no, you just take a pitcher and just walk it up and down
there. Oh, I was just going to put the powder down.
No,
I got to make a pitcher of Kool-Aid.
I think
you could just put the powder, it looks like.
Yeah, just powder.
But that seems more complicated, because now I have to, like, space out the powder.
I'm moving.
Okay.
I'm out.
Will you please leave now?
Yes.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not great right now. Things not great, Tommy. Not good at all. Like everything was going smooth and then things are not smooth anymore because you got one guy not practicing because he can't. You got one guy not practicing because of, quote, business.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of things. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Joining us, as he does every day out at Bill's Camp. By the way, the practice is closed.
Ooh.
But he's got the inside access.
Damn, Mike.
Brought to you by Ace Swim Leisure, Chilea and Ridge Road Webster, Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Dansville, Spenceport, and Farmington, and by We The Hobby, 23 Arlington Street, wethehobby.com. From our sister station, 95.7 The Fan, you can catch him every weekday, 3 to 6, on the Sports Bar. Ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, Mike Danger. Danger, what's up?
Hey, everybody. Everybody have a good weekend? Everybody feeling good today? Pat, I'm a little worried about you.
Why is that?
Well, you just say, sound like you're circling the drain about this team. You wouldn't be one to overreact to the preseason, would you?
Well, let's talk about this, Danger. Let's get down on some facts.
Pat said it's over.
You want to start with injuries or you want to start with business? What do you want to do?
Business.
Okay, let's start with business. James Cook.
Yeah.
Bill's running back, who wants his new contract, skipped out on the voluntary mini camps. We were wondering, was he going to hold out from training camp to get this contract he wants, Tom? He's got one year left on his deal. But he showed up, and he said all the right things. It's just a business decision, and I love this team, and I love my teammates, and I want to be a leader for this franchise. And then on Sunday, out of nowhere Danger, he doesn't practice. And when asked why he did not practice, his quote was, business.
He didn't say man.
Man! Danger, why? Who is giving him this terrible advice?
Probably his terrible agent, I would imagine. But if you're James Cook, you want to try to preserve yourself. I mean, I'd be surprised if we see him in the preseason. Plays during the regular season. This is final year in Buffalo. It's final year under contract in Buffalo. I don't know. I mean, you know, this doesn't seem like a tactic that Brandon Bean and the Bills brass are going to actually like cave towards and give him actually what he's looking for. I think they're firm on their number. They're firm on their offer. And if James Cook wants to be in Buffalo, he'll accept that offer, or he'll try to test the market in free agency when the season is over. I mean, I don't know that anything has changed because James Cook decides he doesn't want to practice at camp.
But you're saying they can't give him the money because of the cap. It's impossible.
No, they can. They choose not to. They're okay. Not going to give him his $15 million per. They don't value that position at that rate.
Okay, Tommy, when I say they can't give him the number,
yeah,
what I mean is you have other holes to fill on this roster that are more important.
Go.
Exactly. Like, right. If you were to pay him the $15 million, you're going to be hurt bigger.
Then we don't have Gatorade.
We're out of Gatorade.
Yeah, we can't afford it now.
All right, Danger, I got one of two theories as to why Sunday he decided I'm going to stand on business, as the kids say these days. One, either negotiations are happening, and like you just said, they said this is our firm number, so they're going to try and send a message.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that what's happening with Micah Parsons in Dallas over the weekend demanding a trade maybe had this agent go, ooh, I got an idea, and now we're in the situation that we're in right now?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but you know, the Micah Parsons deal, I don't think there's anybody that follows that situation that thinks Micah Parsons is actually going to get what he wants and get traded out of Dallas. Dallas would be foolish to get rid of the arguably the best defensive player in the National Football League. This is just the way Dallas operates, and I think a lot of players that are in Dallas recognize that that's the way they operate. They don't like it, but they're also there. They're in Dallas. They're under contract. They're not going anywhere. I don't know that the two are connected, but it's certainly the time of the preseason where you see players looking and angling for bigger deals, better extensions, and, you know, fighting for headlines to try and get what they want. Parsons, Terry McLaurin in Washington, and now James Cook here in Buffalo.
Okay, but see, here's the thing, Danger. We talked about this earlier this morning. Tommy wants James Cook to get his money. He doesn't. His suggestion is buy him a house so it doesn't count against the cap.
Like, so a little something on the side, like over here.
Yeah.
Pull a move. I thought they had moves that they could do that doesn't count against the cap.
Yeah, when you get caught, you lose first-round picks. Like, it's happened multiple times.
Sucks.
Danger, multiple listeners this morning told me I was crazy when we were talking about this, right? But what I don't understand is I don't think James Cook has any leverage here. Both of his backups, I guess you would call them, they weren't even really backups. They had split time, performed very well when James Cook was not in the lineup. I mean, I know that Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry had a renaissance last year, but I don't think the league values running backs any more today than they did 2 years ago. What does he think he's doing to get what he wants from this team?
This is the only leverage that he has. The only thing he can do is what he's doing right now. And what he's doing right now isn't going to hurt his pocketbook. And we heard during the mandatory minicamp earlier this year when he showed up on site and was asked about, you know, his contract. And he said, look, I value my money. I want my money. I don't want to lose money. I don't want to get fined. He's here. He's not going to get fined. He's just not practicing. And, you know, at some point we'll see him on the field. He's under contract with the Buffalo Bills for at least one more season. That's the fact.
That's going to be a happy guy.
Well, I mean, hopefully he gets a deal done.
Yeah, but he busts his ass. He gives you fantastic numbers, and it's like, you know, they wipe themselves with it.
Okay.
They do.
You just paid your quarterback $250 million.
Hey, maybe give him a little less so you can keep this kid.
Oh, go talk to Josh Allen.
I will. If I see him, if I get a ride in his private plane, I'll bring it up.
Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan, the Sports Bar, 3 to 6 every weekday. All right, Danger, let's get to... This has been a preseason training camp of like, ooh, that's not good, little injuries, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we had the best bad news possible for first-round pick Max Harrison. Did I say it right, Kimmy?
Hairston.
That's what I said.
Hairston. Halston.
Shut up. What are those flowers in your yard?
Hostas.
Max Halston. Max Halston. Max Gallstone.
I bet you Mike has hostas in his yard.
Mike, you got hostas?
I don't have hostas.
But you know what they are.
Yeah, those are they're very leafy, if I'm not mistaken.
Who
cares? It's one of them leafy plants.
Very leafy.
You got any plants with leaves on them? I'm looking for a
big leafy old leafy plant.
I want big leafy plants.
The point I'm getting at, Danger, is every injury up to this point was manageable until opening day. That is until Friday when we find out that Bills receiver Khalil Shakir, who has become Josh's most trusted target, has come down with a high ankle sprain. He is listed as week to week. And Danger, I'm horrified by this. I might need you to talk me off a ledge because it's very possible he is ready for opening day. But when it comes to that injury, the worst position I feel to be able to work through a high ankle sprain would be a receiver. And I think it's even worse for Khalil Shakir because his entire game is quick movement, tight cuts, which is going to aggravate that injury over and over again.
Well, let me try to put your mind at ease, somewhat at ease. This is the same injury that he suffered last year, week 4, against the Baltimore Ravens. He missed most of that game. We know how that game went. And then they lost in Houston the following week without Khalil Shakir on the field. But he was back after a two-week absence with a high ankle sprain. So I think, you know, when you give him the time that he needs to rest that ankle, rehab, do everything he needs to do to be ready for week one, I don't know that this is as big an issue. It's going to suck to not see him in the preseason or for any of the practices here that we have left at St. John Fisher. But I think when it comes down to game one, week one, I think Shakir's out there. I think he's no worse for the worse.
Can't they just shoot him up with something?
After they buy him a house to circumvent
the cash. Little needle and a little propaganda.
I love how you're just running Southern Methodist University's college football program.
That was a good program until they messed with it.
In 1978. Shoot him up. Give him a house. How about a Trans Am? Look, it's Eric Dickerson. Make him put glasses on. Championships. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Danger. Well, we're coming towards the end of camp here.
Yeah.
We were discussing earlier on the show, you know, you had the return of the blue and red scrimmage. Josh comes out in the red helmet. Everyone goes nuts. But they had 40,000 fans. 40,000 fans at the stadium to watch an open practice. We were trying to figure out if this is the most excitement and hype for a Bills team in the history of the franchise. And I can't think of a roster that's had it more than this one.
I agree. I think you're absolutely onto something there. I mean, we had excitement and hype a few seasons ago, going into the season, because you saw the ascension of Josh Allen. But Josh Allen's the reigning league MVP. I mean, the expectations are Super Bowl or bust. The rest of the division is down. I mean, you want the one seed, which has evaded the Bills through the course of the last few seasons. I think that the expectations right now for this team are as high as they've been since the Four Falls era of Buffalo Bills football.
No, but he's saying the expectations are high. He's not saying he's guaranteeing a Super Bowl win.
It's coming, buddy.
What are you listening
to? It's coming.
What are you hearing?
I'm thinking about pornography right now. I'm hostage for some reason.
Are you counting out money for Craig James to make sure he's going to stay another year at SMU? Is that your plan? Deep cuts for everyone that saw that documentary. All right, Danger.
Yeah.
You guys, it's a closed practice.
Yes.
But because you're so handsome and
so
European.
Exclusive.
Ooh, the Spanish Danger coming in. Who are you guys talking to today?
We have Buffalo Joe Andreessen joining us in the sports bar today. Yeah, it's a good one. We're excited to learn more about his journey. Of course, the local guy from Buffalo who made a splash in the preseason last year with a 12-tackle performance against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he's looked good in camp. He has a nose for the ball. He just kind of follows it everywhere he goes. And given some of the injuries that we've been talking about, he's been getting some decent reps here at St. John Fisher, and I'm sure we'll see plenty of them here this upcoming preseason.
Well, that's just it, Dange. I mean, Tommy, you know, last year he was the big story in camp. Like, will he make the team? He was an outside shot. It was great. Local kid.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to play special teams. He's, like, legitimately contributing to the actual defense in practice.
For sure.
But he's still fighting for a job.
It looks like his job is safe.
You know what I hear? Got a nose for the ball, son.
All right, Danger, you know, we always give you great interview questions to ask.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we do, because last year, Tommy, Joe Andreessen was still living with his parents while playing for the Bills.
Yeah.
Has he moved out of his parents' house yet? And if not, why not?
All right, I'm jotting that question down. We'll ask him if he's moved out of his
parents' house. Because he makes good bank, right? I mean, not like
league minimum's three-quarters of a million dollars.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
Yeah.
There's no way I let my kid live with me if he's making that kind of money.
You would absolutely let your kid.
You're paying for everything.
You pay.
Where we're at now with kids is they're going to live with us until we're 40. I'm convinced. You know, we're saving to buy a house and let them bank that money and then move out when they're, you know.
That's got to be so miserable.
You don't want your son, who's an NFL player, playing for your hometown team to live in your house.
I don't want his big ass in the house clogging the crapper and eating all the goddamn food. What benefit do I get?
All right, second question, Danger. Hey, Joe, when's the last time you clogged your parents' crapper?
You know that boy's clogged your crapper.
He's a crapper clogger?
Oh, yeah.
He's not an offensive lineman. He's a linebacker. He probably takes athletic dumps.
What does – never mind.
What?
I won't.
What, they're slender?
No, yeah.
Slender dumps?
I don't even want to know.
They cut off like a cigar clipper.
All right. Oh, he's got a tight clipper?
Well, bro, I mean, you know.
You think he's got a good clipper?
He's an athlete, yeah. Dynamite stems. Have you seen the wheels?
Mike's going to be up close. Tell us all about it tomorrow.
Right, so here's what we need to know.
Tight clipper.
I'm not going to ask about his clipper.
Well, no. We don't need you to ask about his clipper. Just get eyes on the clipper and report back tomorrow.
Okay. You got it.
I think it's a close clipper today.
Every time we talk to Danger, it always ends in some homoerotic way. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, he looks great shirtless. Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan, 3 to 6 at the sports bar every single weekday. We'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy. Have
Wednesday.
Fun. Wednesday.
Right. Talk to you Wednesday.
Okay, I don't care. I just show up and if Danger's here, we talk to him. Whatever. Danger,
business.
Have a good day, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.